From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A U.S. grand jury, federal grand jury, is investigating Russian meddling in the 2016 election and has indicted 13 Russian nationals, including 12 employees of a St. Petersburg, Russia-based company that carries out online influence operations on behalf of Moscow. Deputy U.S. Attorney General Rod Rosenstein.
The indictment alleges that the Russian conspirators want to promote discord in the United States and undermine public confidence in democracy. We must not allow them to succeed. The Department of Justice will continue to work cooperatively with other law enforcement and intelligence agencies and with the Congress to defend our nation against similar current and future efforts.
The indictments come from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office's investigation into Russian election interference has led in the past to the indictments of several members of the Trump campaign and administration staff. The Intergovernmental Authority on Development has adjourned the South Sudan peace talks for a period of 3 weeks. Opposition parties, civil society activists, and faith-based groups have been attending the regional bloc's meeting for 2 weeks to discuss the road to peace in South Sudan. Germany is now welcoming home a journalist who spent a year awaiting charges in a Turkish prison, while the very same court Friday sentenced six other journalists to life in prison. Denise Ussel is now back in Germany. His lawyer's ordeal is not over. The Turkish media now reports that he was released pending trial as the court handed down an indictment accusing him of spying on behalf of Germany. This is VOA News. The United States and Turkey have vowed to work together to avoid a potential military confrontation in Syria as U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson visits Turkey. VOA's diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain reports.
A Turkish military offensive against the Kurdish-held enclave of Afrin and Washington's support for the YPG Kurdish militia there have sparked a dangerous crisis in U.S.-Turkish relations. But after several hours of private meetings with the Turkish president and foreign minister, with no U.S. aides or translators present, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and his counterpart said they had averted a potential crisis. Tillerson said the U.S. has long supported democracy in Turkey and that respect for the rule of law, judicial independence, and an open press are a source of strength and stability. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
The FBI has admitted it received a tip in early January about Nicholas Cruz, the suspected Florida school shooter who killed 17 people on Wednesday. But the FBI said they failed to act on the tip. The 19-year-old Cruz opened fire with a semi-automatic rifle at students and teachers at Douglas High School in the city of Parkland, just north of Miami. Cameron Kasky is a senior at the school and takes issue with what lawmakers are telling the public.
We're all angry. We're not confused anymore. We know what's going on. We know that politicians like Rick Scott and Marco Rubio are creating a facade that this is normal, this is inevitable, there's nothing we can do to stop this, and people are realizing that we've been fooled.
The shooting raised concerns about potential failure in school security and sparked ongoing debates about U.S. gun control laws. On Friday, President and Mrs. Trump visited with victims of the shooting and also met with first responders. The U.S. Commerce Department is urging President Trump to impose tariffs on quotas on aluminum and steel imports from China and other countries. The measures are intended to raise U.S. production of aluminum and steel to 80% of industrial capacity. Currently, U.S. steel plants are running at 73% of capacity and aluminum plants at 48%. China's Commerce Ministry says the report was baseless and did not accord with the facts, and China would take necessary steps to protect its interests if affected by the final decision. A military helicopter carrying two Mexican government officials crashed Friday during a tour of earthquake damage, killing two people on the ground. The earthquake struck southern Mexico Friday, causing minor damage to the state of Oaxaca. There were no immediate reports of injuries or deaths. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.